Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Chaf Aleph. Today's shir is once again sponsored by two people. It's sponsored by Beryl Eckstein, Lizecher Nishmas, his father, Harav Shimon Aryeh Leib Ben Yecheskel Chaim, whose yard site is tomorrow on Chaf Aleph Elul, the Neshamish Lev Aliyah, from the Zechus of Our Learning. And today's shir is also sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, Lizecher Nishmas, Milton Kramer, Yechiel Michel Ben Chaim Shner Zalman Halevi, the Neshamah also Shlev Aliyah, from the Zechus of our learning. And we thank again both Beryl and Henry very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and what we're going to discuss today is we were in the middle of discussing what does require Melicha and what does not require Melicha. So we excluded Dam from requiring Melicha, and we excluded Eitzim from requiring Melicha. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out what we do with the Pasuk that we initially used to exclude Eitzim, because we said that you would only need a Pasuk if you hold Eitzim is a karban, and Rav holds Eitzim is a karban, but he also holds that you do kamitza with Eitzim and that you do malicha with Eitzim. So if you hold that it's not a karban, what are we going to do with that extra pasuk? And the Gemara is also going to discuss the three qualities that are necessary for something to require malicha in the view of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and we'll see once you have those three criteria lined up and you know what it takes in order to require melicha, you'll know to exclude wood, you'll know to exclude dam and yayin, you'll know to exclude ketores, that all those things are obviously then not going to require melicha. Then, since we're talking about dam, we're going to talk about the status of dam, both for hakrava as well as for the isur achila, meaning what type of dam is considered doctored up enough that it's no longer subject to the isur achila. What if it's dam that is maluach? What if it's dam that is mavushal? What if it is dam that is karush, that is congealed? And not only that, is such dam going to be a chatzitza on a person when they go to the mikveh? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss publicly funded melech. What can and cannot be done with salt from the tzibur? I mean, kohanim have it around in the mikdash, so they can, if they need a little salt and they're taking their lunch break and they need a little salt on their sandwich that they brought from home, can they put salt that is publicly funded salt on that? What about being melech va'oros of karbanos, which are also chulin, which because the or goes to the kohanim, but it becomes chulin, it's not kachim anymore, the avod is already done. So what can and cannot be done with publicly funded, not only melach, but publicly funded eitzim, publicly funded levona, for karbanos use, for private use, what can they and can they not do? So we are holding on the bottom of daf chaf and beis, and we are two lines on the bottom of the page. The elakra, last two words on the line. So says the Gemara, the elakra lemuute mai, meaning if you're going to say that you don't need a pasuk to be mimayid eitzim from the din melicha, so the pasuk that says minchascha, that on chafam ra'alif we darshind that only things that are like a mincha that acherim ba'in chova for it require melicha. So what's it coming to be mimayid? It's from the din of melicha. Ilemute dam, if it's telling me that dam doesn't require melicha, you don't need to put salt on the dam, may al min chascha nafcha. We already know this from the phrase al min chascha that comes at the end of the pasuk, that dam does not require melicha. So says the Gemara, apik eitzim va'ayil nesachim. Take away eitzim from the brisa, that because really, according to Rebbe, eitzim does require melicha because eitzim is a karban, so it can't be that we're excluding eitzim from melicha. So take out eitzim and instead put in nesachim. That nesachim does not require melicha because they're not similar to a karban mincha at all. There's no acherim ba'in chavala. They're not matirim achirim like a karban mincha. Dam is doma to a mincha in that it's a matir. It's a matir like a karban mincha. The dam is matir the basar, just like the so it has to be nismayit from the melicha from the pasuk of me'al minchascha, because without the pasuk of me'al minchascha, we would assume that it would be included in the din melicha because it's at least doma b'tzarecha. It's a matir like it. So the pasuk me'al minchascha teaches us that we're only going to include things that are like a mincha. Shchicha on more than one level, that they matir other things and achirim ba'in chovin la. So says the Gemara, Tanya, the Brisa tells us, avale yayin v'adam v'eitz maktores ein tunim malicha. Yayin, which is in the Nesachim, dam of karbanos, eitz maktores, all do not require malicha. So you see that Nesachim is on the list of things that do not require malicha. So the Gemara says, who's the Tana that teaches this, the Brisa that we've been analyzing, the Brisa from Daf Chaf and Aleph? So money. E Rebbe kasha eitzim, e Rabbanan kasha ktores. If the author of the Brisa is Rebbe, so it's difficult why the Brisa patters eitzim from malicha. According to Rebbe, eitzim is a real karban. Eitzim requires malicha as well. And if the Brisa is authored by the Rabbanan who disagree with Rebbe and hold that eitzim doesn't require malicha because eitzim is not a karban at all, but then kasha ktores, the Brisa patters ktores from malicha, the Rabbanan hold that anything that zacherim ba'im choven la does require malicha. Ketores is included in that because ketores requires eitzim in order to be matirit. So it's acherim ba'in chavila. You need to bring something else along with it in order to do it properly. So says Marna, you know who the author of the Brisa is? Hai Tanuhu. It's the following Tana. Ditanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochman Broka, Omer, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochman Broka sets out three criteria in order to require malicha. Ma prat, meforash, davrsha mekabal tuma, olu li'ishin, and yeshal mizbeach hachitzon, just like the prat that which requires melicha that's explicit in the pasuk, namely the korban mincha, which is identified in the pasuk as requiring melicha, has to be something that's mekabel tumah, if something tamei touches it, and has to be something that's olah l'ishim, that's burnt on the fire, because you're maktir the komets of the mincha on the mizbeach, and has to be something that is placed on the mizbeach hachitzon. So too, av kol davar mekabel tumah v'olishim yashon mizbeach hachitzon yatu, and that excludes eitzim shein mekabel tumah. It excludes eitzim because eitzim are not mekabel tumah. That only thing and yatu dam v'yayin shein ol neishim. It excludes dam and yayin because they're not burnt on the eish. The Tzon Kachem asked from this brisa on Shmuel who holds in Maseches Zvachim that someone's misnadiv yayin is mevio mizalfal gabe yeishim. That if you decide that you're going to give a gift of yayin to the mikdash, so then you it's supposed to be sprinkled on the fires. Over here it says very clearly that yayin is excluded because it's eino ola l'ishim. So Tzon Kachem suggests that Shmuel is talking about yayin that's ba nedava b'fnei atzmo. The price over here is talking about yayin that comes together with a zevach as nesachim for a zevach. Yayin with a zevach would never be sprinkled on the ishim. So it excludes yayin because it's eino ola l'ishim, and yatza ketores she'ein al mizbeach hachiton. It also excludes ketores because it's not brought on the mizbeach hachiton. Ketores is only brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. The Sefer Yashar V'Tov raises the question: why do you need to exclude ketores because it's not on the mizbeach hachiton? We could exclude ketores anyways because ketores is not mekabel tumah, just like eitzim is not mekabel tumah. Meaning, from the first criteria, we already should have excluded ketores. So in the Ola Shlomo, he suggests that ketores is not mekabel tumah on its own, but when you put it into a tavshil and it gets combined together with the food, then it is mekabel tumah through the tziruf together with the food. That's a sugya maseches chulin and daf kuf yud zayin with regard to tavlin, that even though on its own it's not mekabel tumah, but when it's mitzdarif to a meichel, it is mekabel tumah, as opposed to wood, which is never mitzdarif to a meichel. If you have wood chips in your food, you got a problem. You can't eat it. But when you have different types of spices in the food, or different types of ketores in the food, so it may become part of the meichel, and therefore it is mekabel tumah, but it's ain't all. So says Gemara. Now we have to raise the question. El taima di miate kra ledam. So it sounds like you know why dam doesn't require melicha, because we have a pasuk that tells me that dam doesn't require melicha since it's not ola al gabe ishim. But halav hachi, had I not had a special miut in the pasuk, havmina dam li bayim melech, I would have naturally assumed that dam does require melicha. Well, why would that be the case? Kibin de malchi nafak lemitoras dam. Once you salt dam, it no longer has the halachic status of dam. Dam raziri amar b'chanina, dam shabishlo, dam that has been cooked, eino over alav, you don't violate the isra of achilas dam. If you eat dam that's mavushal, the Torah is only mechayiv on a dam that's ra'i for kapara, and dam kachim that gets cooked is not ra'i for kapara anymore, and therefore there's no chiyuv for eating dam. That's how Rashi explains dam shabishlo, but Rashi does not explain why it is that dam shabishlo is not roi lekapara. He just takes that for granted. But since cooked dam is not roi lekapara, so melev there's no isra of achilas dam by cooked dam. But why is it that it's not roi lekapara? So the Asmandar Reiser of Yosef Engel and Klal Dalet Os Beis writes that it's not roi lekapara because it's nishtana from the way it was. It went through some sort of change, and anything that was nishtana is pasul l'mizbeach. The Gemara says in Maseches Bechoros Daf Yud Zayin that hidle gefen al gabei ateina, that the yayin is pasul l'mizachim. If the grapevine was supported by a fig tree, the wine that comes from it is pasul l'mizachim. And the reason is because the wine is nishtana, so it's pasul l'mizachim. So that's the suggestion of the Asvan D'Araisa. Why it is that dam that is mevushal is pasul for kachim, and once it's pasul for kachim, Mimela, there's not going to be an isser of it of achilas dam midor raisa. Right, midrabanan, we would still ask, but midor raisa, there's not going to be an isser of achilas dam. Rabbi Yudam Riziri, dam shemalcho eino over love. The dam that's salted is also you're not going to be in violation. It has a din melicha kiroseach, a maluach kiroseach. The something that's salted is like it's been cooked, and therefore it's also not going to be subject to the achilas dam. Rabbi Yudidaya. Rabbi Yehuda Didei Amar Evarim Shetzalan Vehelan Ein Bem Mishum L'Reich Nichach. Rabbi himself says that if you take limbs of the carbon and you roast them in fire before you put them on the maracha, before you burn them and then you put them on the maracha, so then it's not going to be no sin Reich Nichach on the maracha, so you're not in fulfillment of the pasuk of Reich Nichach LaShem. But bottom line is Melicha Pasul's Dam, so it's pashut that Dam isn't going to require Melicha. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me you don't need to do melicha on dam? Of course you can't do melicha on dam. Once the dam becomes meluach, it's no longer dam. It's no longer roi to be used at all. So it says, mal detema mishta b'mashu l'mitzvah v'yalma. So that's why we might have thought that, no, you don't do a real melicha, but just put a little bit of melech on it to fulfill the mitzvah's melicha, and the dam won't really be meluach. It'll just be a tiny drop of salt that you put in it. Kamash melan. That's what the pasuk tells me, not so that the dam does not require melicha at all. So the pasuk is necessary not to tell me that you don't need a full melicha on the dam, that I know, because then it wouldn't be dam anyway. The pasuk is necessary to tell me you don't even need a little bit of melach on the dam. This idea that dam I'll leave that out. So let's go weiter. Says Gmar Gufa. Amr Ziri Amr Chanina. Dam Shabishlo Eino Over Alav. That if one cooks dam, then you're no longer in violation of the Isser of Achilas Dam. Yeah, I'll mention the story. There's a famous story with Reb Chaim that there was another Rav that challenged Reb Chaim once and said, you know, all this lumdus, you know, you're supposed to just know the halacha. And Reb Chaim said, well, you can't know halacha without lumdus. You have to be able to know, to analyze something properly in order to be able to arrive at a halacha conclusion. And he told the other Rav, Yusini Yerchasen, he said, I'll give you an example. You have a simple shayla. You have two women that are cooking nearby each other on the same, in two different burners on a stove. One is a non-Jewish woman cooking non-kosher food. The other is a Jewish woman cooking kosher food. And a piece of meat of undetermined size, we can't tell how big it is, piece of meat flies out of the non-Jewish woman's pot and lands in the Jewish woman's pot. So is the Jewish woman's pot kosher or is it not kosher? So he says, well, that's pretty simple shaila, because that's a case of min bimino. Min bimino is batel berov mida oraisa, and it requires shishim midrabanan. You don't know if it's shishim or not, but it's only a din drabanan that it requires shishim. So it's a suffik drabanan, lekula. So Reb Chaim said, very good. Except what you didn't account for is that it probably the non-Jewish woman never did melicha. So forgetting the fact that there's an isser of nevela on whatever she's cooking, there's also an isser of dam. And dam with whatever the Jewish woman is cooking is min b'she'ino mino. Min b'she'ino mino requires shisha midar raisa. So it's a suffik dar raisa. So the Rav said, you're talking right. Yeah, I missed it. Suffik dar raisa l'chumra. We should be machmir. So Chaim said, wait, not so fast. dam that's already mevushal is not considered dam on a daraisa level. It's only dam on a drabana level. So the yisur is only going to be a safek midrabana, and went like back and forth. He went back and forth like where Reb Chaim spotted like five or six different issues that he never would have been able to spot. But one of the steps in the conversation was that step that he said that dam that you're mevushal is not going to. The next step was he said, yeah, Yitakara. I said, but wait. Dam that your mevashel is no longer asur midin dam, but dam of a nevela is also part of a nevela, so it's still asur mishum nevela. And nevela that's mevushel is still called nevela midaraisa. So the dam that's cooked of the nevela is nevela midaraisa. So it's really min b'sheinu mino should require shishu midaraisa. Oh yeah, Taki, you're right. You know, but I forgot there are like five or six different steps of that conversation. Okay, so anyway, so gufa amr ziri amr bichanina dam shabishlo eino over love. If someone cooks dam, so he's not in violation if he eats it. It's not a violation of the yisur daraisa. Yes, Rav v'kamel ala shmeita. So Rav was saying over this statement. So esve abaye challenges Rava that hikves adam v'achalo oshemuches achelu v'gma'o chayiv. If a person congeals dam and eats it, or he liquefies chelev and he swallows it, so he's chayiv kares for achilas dam or for achilas chelev. So don't you see that ziri patters dam that you're mevushal? But you see over here clearly that you're chayiv for dam that's mevushal, because how do you congeal dam? You're mevashal it, and that's how you congeal it. And you see that you're still going to be chayiv kares. Says Marlo Kasha. Kan shehikva ba'or, kan shehikva b'chama. It depends how you congealed it. If you used fire to congeal it, then Ziri would say you're potter. But if you only use the sun to congeal it, then that's what the price is talking about, that you're going to be chayiv. Ba'or lo hadar, and the reason for the difference is because if you congeal it with fire, lo hadar, the dam is never going to go back to its normal liquid state like it was before. But b'chama hadar, but if it was just in the sun, then it will go back to its normal liquid state that it was before, and therefore you're still going to be chayv. It still has a status of dam. You're still going to be chayv kares for achilas dam. But wait, right now it's not a liquid form of dam, even though it was when it was congealed in the chama, when it was congealed in the sun. So why don't we say that since it's nidcha from being brought when it is karush, because you're not allowed to bring dam karush, you're not allowed to be zorik on the mizbeach dam karush, so it's nidcha. It's no longer dam, and therefore you should be potter if you eat it. Tabay minay Rabbi Mani Rabbi Yochanan dam shekarash va'achalom mahu. They asked the shayla, are you chayiv kares for dam shekarash? Amalei hol v'nidcha idocha, that since it's nidcha midin dam when it's karash, so you're potter if you eat it. So how could Rava say that if you were makve bechama, that if you congeal it in the sun, that you're going to be chayiv for it? So says Mar Ishtik, he didn't know what to answer for this. So Amalei Abay says to Rava, dilma vaday kan b'chatos achitonios, kan b'chatos apnimios. Maybe we could be metarets that the brisa that's mechayiv for congealed dam is talking about chatos achitonios, where the dam is put on the mizbeach achiton in the azara, and it's still ripe for kapara, so you can be chayiv for eating it. And the dam of chulin also, that becomes congealed. If it's just regular dam chulin, you should be chayiv, because it's ripe l'kapara by kachim. But Ziri, who says that dam of ushul yipater, is talking about chatos hapnimios, the parim, the seirim, and the srafim, that the dam is nichnas bifnim into the kodesh hakadashim, or to the heichal, and that dam, if it's hukva, is not royal kapara anymore. And the Gemara is going to explain that. So that, therefore, since it's not royal kapara, because it happens to be dam that came from the chatos apnimios, and the chatos apnimios, once they congeal, cannot be used anymore, so mele, there's no israchilas dam on such dam. Amar at Kartan Milsa, so Rav said to Abaye, by saying that, by mentioning that, you reminded me of what Rav Chista actually said. Dam Rav Chista, dam shekarish b'chatos v'achalo chayiv. If dam of chatos hachitzonios congealed and you ate it, you're going to be chayiv karis for achilas dam. Why? Because it's still ro'i for the avoda. How so? V'lokach v'nasan, Amar Rachmana. The Torah says, v'lokach hakoyin midam achatas be'etzba'o v'nasan al karnasam Karnos Mizbacha Ola. Pasuk says, V'lokach v'nasan of the dam chatos achitonios. So the Torah does not require tevila, hazaa, dipping your finger in it. it, sprinkling, just taking and placing. V'hai bar l'kichu nesinahu. So even dam that is no longer in its liquid form, you could fulfill lakach and nasan, because it doesn't say that none of those verbs imply anything about it being a liquid anymore. But chatos apnimios chalo pater. But dam that's chatos apnimios, it's from chatos apnimios that you eat, you're going to be pater. Why? Because it's no longer right for the avoda that it's meant for. You can't do chatos apnimios with dam that's congealed. Why? The taval dihiza amrachmana. It's not velokach v'nasa. The key words by chatos apnimios are you dip your finger in the dam, you splash, you sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach. So that a high lav bar tevila v'azah, clearly dam shakarash, is no longer subject to tevila and hazaa. So mela, it's not going to be subject to the isra achilas dam. V'rava didei, Rava himself disagrees with Rav Chisra. Rava didei amar afil b'chatos apnimios v'achol chayiv. Even dam of chatos apnimios, you're going to be chayiv even when it's congealed, even though it's no longer roi l'kapara. Why? Ho l'kenegdo roi b'chatos achitzonios. Because dam in this physical state would be roi for chatos achitzonios. Granted, this dam is from chatos apnimios, and therefore this particular dam is not roi for the for its avoda, but we look at all dam based on whether it would be right for any avoda. So the dam of chatos apnimios, even in its congealed state, you're still going to be chayiv for achilas dam according to Rava. That's the disagreement between Rava and Rav Chisda. So if Chisda would say, you look at this dam in particular and say, can I still do the avoda with this dam in particular? And Rava says, you have to look at, would I be able to do the avoda with dam in this physical state, but not about this particular dam. Even though this happens to be from chatos apnimios, but dam in this physical state, I still would be able to do the avoda if it were chatos achitzonios. So Amar Rav Papa, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, because according to Rava, that dam chatos apnimios that becomes congealed, even though it's not roi to use for chatos apnimios, but nevertheless you're still going to be chayiv because it's roi lekabar b'makom acher, hilkoch dam chamor shekar shachalo. Let's say you have dam of a non-kosher animal, which obviously is never used as a carbon, and it congeals and you eat it. So even though it's not roi for a carbon, because obviously a carbon doesn't come from beim etmeya, chayiv, hol kenegda roi b'chatos achitonios, you still be chayiv for the Yisra of Achilles Dam, since there is a place where such dam could be roi for kapara, namely in the chatos achitzonos. So dam in this physical state would be roi for kapara, even though obviously this dam wouldn't be, because this is dam of Bein Mitzmeya. Good, period. New sugya. Amar Gidol Amar Ziri. Dam bein lach bein yavish chotzeitz. Dam can be a problem of chatzitza when it comes to tefillah and mikvah, and therefore, says Shinu Pavetzas, also when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, that if a person has dam on their hand and they do Netilas Yadayim, whether the dam is caked onto the hand, it's in a solid form, or whether it's still moist, it's going to be a problem of chatzitza. So Meisvei, so they ask Rav Gidol, Hadam Adiyov Advash V'Achalav, when it comes to liquids like blood and ink and honey and milk, Yevesh and Chotzin Lach and Ein Chotzin, that only if it's dry it's going to be chotzeitz, but if it's moist it's not a chatzitza. It's a clear kasha on Rav Gidol, who said that even when it's lach, that dam, even when it's moist, is chotzeitz. No, lo kasha. Hadasarach, hadalosarach. Rav Gidol says that it is chotzeitz, is talking about that it began to dry a little bit. So it's not purely a liquid. But when it's purely a liquid, then for sure it's not going to be chatzitza. Liquids are not going to be chatzitza on a person's skin when they go to the mikvah or when they do netilas yadayim. So now the Gemara goes on to darshan the pasuk about melicha. Remember the main discussion over here was not supposed to be about dam. We were talking about the requirement of melicha. So the pasuk says the word timlach, right? The pasuk says v'kol karban minchascha b'melach timlach. So timlach l'may asa. What is that extra word timlach teaching us? L'chadetanya b'melach yachol tivonehu. You might think tivonehu. So tivonehu means that you put a lot of salt in it. The Gemara is going to discuss how does the word tivonehu mean that you put a lot of salt on it. But for now, just to read the brisa, we have to assume that that's what it is. You might think from just the word b'melach that you need to put a lot of salt on it. So tamalomar timlach. That's why we have timlach, just to tell me no salt. salt. You don't need to put a lot of salt. Eat timlach, and if it only would have said timlach, so yachol b'mei melech. I might have thought that you could put salt water on it. Tamalomar b'melech. No, you have to do melicha with actual raw salt, not with salt water. V'lo tashpis melech. The pasuk goes on to say v'lo tashpis melech. That teaches us havei melech she'ena shoveses. Bring the kind of melech that never stops, meaning the kind of melech that you'll always find accessible, summertime, wintertime, it will always be available to you. Melech that you'll always have access to. That's how Rashi understands. Whereas the Gilyon writes that no, Einosh Veses means that it's made both on Shabbos and on a weekday. But certain types of melech is made naturally, and nature doesn't stop on Shabbos. But any melech that is made that needs humans to make it, so humans have to stop. Jewish humans have to stop working on Shabbos, so it wouldn't be something that's available all the time. Anyway, so what's the melech that's always available? Dezo, so melech stomis. That's referring to melech stomis, which Rashi explains is a melech daka. It's like a very light type of melech that the yam just brings up on the shores, and that's melech stomis. Minayin shem lomatz melech stomis shemevi melech istrakanis. And how do I know that if you can't find melech stomis, you could use a melech gasa, like melech istrakanis, that it has to be mined from the earth, that it doesn't come naturally. Right? If you ever go to Yam HaMelech, so it's very cool. As you walk in, you realize you're not stepping on sand, you're stepping on salt, that the whole thing is salt, that just naturally comes up, that there's salt, doesn't have to be mined. That's the Melech Sodomis. Where Melech Shokanis has to actually be mined. So Tamalomer, that's what the Pasuk says, Takrif Kol Shehu, that whatever Melech you could find, what, even if it's Melech Shokanis, Takrif Mikol Makom, and it tells Takrif, Takrif also teaches us that the Melech can come from anywhere, it can come even from Chutzla Aretz, Mikol Makom it can come, and Takrif, Vafilu B'Shabbos, and Takrif is that you do melicha on the korbanos even on Shabbos, and takriv afilu betuma, and even betuma, because melicha is navoda, and avoda is ardocha Shabbos, and ardocha tuma. So what kind of tuma? So pashas is talking about when the melech itself is tame, not the tumas aguf of the person, because even if it's not an avoda, you're allowed to do melicha betumas aguf, because tumas hutra betzibur. So probably we're talking about the tuma of the melech itself. Okay, so my tivonehu. We mentioned in the Brisa that you might think tivonehu, that you need to put lots and lots of salt on it. How does the word tivonehu mean, you put lots and lots of salt on it? Amar Rab Barula Hachi Kamar, Yachol Yisponenu Kateven Batit. You might think that you should put a lot of salt like teven in tit, that in cement. The amount of teven you need in cement making, which means a lot of. So that's where we get the word word tivonehu from. So Amalei Abaye Ihachi Yisponenu Mibayle. If it's really about teven, the proper conjugation would have been Yisponenu, not tivonehu. Elam Rabaye Yachol Yasenu Kabinyan. Tivonehu means to build it. That you might think you should make it like a building, which has a lot of levels, a lot of rows, one right after the other, like layering bricks, so that it needs so much salt, one row after another after another. So Amalei Rava Ihachi Yivnenu Mibayilei, still poorly conjugated. If it's about binyan, then it should have said Yivnenu, not Tivonehu. Ela Amarava Yachol Tivonehu. You might think Tivonehu. My Tivonehu Amaravashi Yachol Yitin Bo Tam Kabina. That you might think that you should put, that the melech should give taste like bina gives taste in a person. Tamalomar Timlach. That's why it's a Timlach, that you don't need so much melech. Meaning that you need enough melech to give as much flavor into what you are doing the melech on, as bina gives into a person. You talk to a person who's what's bina? Bina's insight. You talk to a person who's insightful, and it's a fascinating conversation because they have a new take on everything. They have a different way of looking at everything. So bina makes a person much more interesting. A person who has no bina, so it's a very boring conversation. They just say everything that's obvious. So a healthy dose of bina is what makes a person is what gives time to a person. So what do you do? How do you do the malicha? So maybe, meaning, okay, so we said that you don't need to put a ton of salt. So how much salt do you put? How do you do proper malicha? Maybe a aver. So take the limb of the korban that needs malicha, nosin lav melech, and you put salt in it, v'chozer v'hovcho, then flip it over, v'nosin lav melech, and then put salt on the other side as well. Umalayim, and that's good enough. Now you're ready to bring it on the mizbech. You flipped it over, both sides have salt. Good, now you can bring it on the mizbech. Amar Abaye, v'chein l'kadeira. And similarly, if you want to cook meat in a kadeira and you need to do malicha in order to extract the dam, you don't need more than that. You just need to put salt on both sides of it. You need to flip it over. If you ever see malicha being done, I've seen it by chickens. They put it down and then they flip it over. They also try to get it on the surface and the inside as well. But that's all it requires. Tan Rabbanan, melech shal gavei ever. If you have melech on the ever of on a limb of a carbon, has a din of the carbon itself. So ma'alimbo, it's subject to me'ila once it's on the carbon. Shal gavei akevesh, the melech that's on the ramp going up to the mizbeach, where that fell off the evarim, right? Because obviously it's not all going to stick. Some of it is going to end up on the kevesh. Vishabrosh shal mizbeach, or the melech that's on the top of the mizbeach, because they do some malicha on the top of the mizbeach. The malicha sakometz is done on the top of the mizbeach, not on the ramp. So stuff is going to fall off. Ain ma'alimbo, it's not subject to me'ila because it's not roy to be used. V'amar of masa, mikra, from what pasuk do we learn that there's a din me'ila on melech that's still on the carbon? So Gemara says from the pasuk v'kraftim from Hashem v'ishlichu akvanim aleihem melech v'helu osam ola la'Hashem. From the fact that the pasuk says v'helu osam ola, it sounds like an aver with melech is considered an ola together, that both of them are called an ola. So therefore, if they're both called an ola, they're both subject to the din of mi'ila. Okay, we have a mishnah in the seventh parak of Maseches Shkalim that tells us that Beis Din were misaking a number of things with regard to karbanos, and one of the takanos were that the kohanim are allowed to get hana'ah from the melech of hagdish. So the Gemara is going to analyze this Mishnah, this Takana that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Tanan Hasam, it says in the Mishnah Masech Shkalim, Ala Melech v'ala Eitzim Shirkanim Neosim Behen, that one of the Takanas that they made was that the Melech and the Eitzim, Kohanim are allowed to get Hana'ah from them. So Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Ella LeKarbanim, Avlachilu Lo. What does it mean the Kohanim are allowed to get Hana'ah from them? For their Karbanos, they're allowed to get Hana'ah from them, but not for Stam, for their own Achila. So what does that mean? What is LeKarbanim and what is LeAchila? So we assume karbanim means to salt their karbanim. So if they're allowed to use melech of hegdish to salt their own karbanim, they don't need to bring their own salt from home. And la'achila means la'achilas kachim. But if they want to eat, even to eat kachim, they cannot use salt from the tzibur. They have to bring their own salt from home for achilas kachim. So says Mar, but that doesn't make sense. They need to bring their own salt from home to eat kachim. Hashtalim loch oros kachim yavinan. We give them salt. We provide them salt to do malicha on the hides of kachim, and guess what? The hides of kachim are not kachim; they're chulin. The hides are yotzei l'chulin. So the achilas kachim lo yavinan, to eat kachim, which is a mitzvah because it still has a din of kachim. So it's a mitzvah achilas kachim. We're not going to give them salt to eat it with. Titania, how do I know that kohanim are allowed to salt the oros of kachim using the salt of hagdish? Because it's a brisa. Nimtzei satomer b'shloshim mekamos hamelech nesuna. There are three places where there is salt that is used. Belishchas hamelach, val gabe akevesh, uberosh shamzbech. They keep salt in the lishchas hamelach, naturally. They keep salt on the ramp of the mizbech, and they keep salt on the top of the mizbech. Why? Belishchas hamelach shasham molchin oros kachim. That's where they do malicha of oros kachim. Al gabe akevesh shasham molchim esheivarim. On the ramp up toward the mizbech, that's where they do the malicha on the limbs of the carbon. And they do malicha on all the karbanos mincha and on olas sa'ov on the top of the mizbech. But you see in the braisa, kohanim are allowed to be malach the oros of kachim with the salt that belongs to hagdish. So how can it be for their own achilas kachim? They're not going to be allowed to use the salt. Oros kachim are chulin. Elamai l'karbanam. No, we're mistranslating the terms. Karbana means l'achilas karbanam. So therefore, when we say you're allowed to use salt of kachim for of hagdish for karbanam, that means for eating the karban. Of course, they're allowed to use salt of hekdesh. Ah, but they're not allowed to use it la'achila. What does that mean? My la'achila, achila de chulin. That means stam, their own achila of chulin that they're eating. They brought lunch along with them. They're not allowed to use hekdesh salt to put some salt on their sandwich that they brought with them. Says Mar chulin pshita. Obviously, not allowed to use melech of hekdesh for chulin. You know, you tell me that my bow hasam. What in the world would chulin be doing there in the first place? And the way Rashi understands it is, it's asul hachnas chulin la'azara. So they wouldn't have chulin there where there is the melech of kachim available. Shita Mugbetzes quotes from Tosos Chitonios that disagrees with Rashi's understanding that there's no iser to bring chulin to the azara if there's no plan of hakrava. Meaning, like, are you allowed to bring your iPhone into the azara, leaving a kosher phone, whatever, into the azara? Is that a violation of chulin azara? It's hard to say that that's chulin azara. Meaning, chulin azara is something that's bas hakrava. Something that you would be makriv is chulin azara. So he brings a sandwich from home. That's called chulin azara. So that's the Tosfos Chitonios disagrees with Rashi. It's not about the fact that it's also to bring chulin azara. It's that it's not common that you'd find chulin in the azara. They wouldn't take their lunch break in the azara. That would be back at home. So why do I need Shmuel to teach me not to use the melech of hekdesh tzorech achilas chulin? It's obvious. So the Gemara answers afagav damar mar. Even though we said in the Brisa with regards to the shirayim of the korban mincha, the Brisa darshan, the double lashon of achila, it says yochlu she yochlu ima chulin et truma kadesh teina chalas alasova, that you eat together with it chulin and truma so that the korban mincha could be eaten alasova. So Shmuel is teaching us that even though achilas chulin is part of the process of achilas kachim, because you need to eat the chulin in advance in order that you shouldn't feel a sense of gluttony in eating the, you shouldn't feel like a ravenous when eating the kachim. Still, even though it serves some higher purpose when you're eating the chulin, you don't use melech of kachim. You know why not though? Why taka not? It is being used for this higher purpose of being able to eat the kachim. So l'chora, very posh. Every time you eat, l'chora should serve a higher purpose, right? That's what the Rambam writes. A person, two people could do exactly the same thing. Rambam says two people could do exactly the same thing. For one person it's a veir, for another person it's a mitzvah. One person is sleeping because he's lazy, and the other person is sleeping so he could have energy so that he could be over there. Baruch Hu the next day. The one who's sleeping in order to re-energize to be over to Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing a mitzvah. The one who's sleeping because he's lazy is doing an aveira. He's just being lazy. So all of our, and the Rambam writes, all of our achila, shtiyah, shena, everything we do can be avodas Hashem. So it always serves a higher purpose, but that's irrelevant. The point is it has to be formally kachim in order to use melech of hegdish. Amalei Ravi Ravashi hachinam mistavra. It's most mistavra to say that you're understanding Shmuel correctly. If the karbanim means to do melicha on the karbanim, on their karban itself, and that's what we're saying, you're allowed to use hektish salt for it. So that's what we needed it tonight, Bezdin, for. Meaning the Mishnah Shkala was talking about, ooh, Bezdin came up with a new rule. Guess what? You're allowed to use melech of hektish. For what? For karbanos? Of course I'm allowed to use melech of hekdesh to do melech on karbanos. Hello, asni bezin lo? If bezin wouldn't have made such a rule, it wouldn't have been true. Hashli Yisrael yavinan, lekohanim lo yavinan. You know, you're allowed to give rishus to Yisrael to use melech of hekdesh to be melech their own karbanos. So kohanim wouldn't have such rishus. They'd be worse off than Yisrael. Titanya yach lo mer harei alay mincha. You might think that someone who says harei alay mincha yavi melech mitoch bezin k'derek shem, maybe Levona mitoch peso, then he has to bring his own melech, just like he's got to bring his own Levona when he commits to bring Karb Mincha Vidinu. And Lechora, we can learn from a Memetzinu that he should have to bring salt from home, because Nemar, Havi Mincha Vahave Melech. It says in the Torah, bring a Mincha and you bring Melech together with a Mincha, because it says the Kol Karban Minchaska Melech Tiblach. It's part of the Karb Mincha. Vinemar Havi Mincha Vahave Levona. And the Torah also says when you bring a Karb Mincha, you bring Levona with it. So it stands to reason, if the Levona's got to come from your house, the Melech also has to come from your house. Or you could learn in the opposite way, that that you don't have to bring it from your house. Why? Eitzim. You know what else has to come along with the Karban Mincha? Eitzim, so that you could burn the Kemitza. So ma Eitzim Mishal Tzibur, Av Melech Mishal Tzibur. Well, the Eitzim gets paid for with the Tzibur's funds, so maybe the Melech also should come from the Tzibur. So the Bryce says, okay, so which limud should we go with? Is Melech more like Livona, where you got to bring it from your own house? Or is Melech more like Eitzim, where you can rely on the Tzibur's? So Nir Lemidoma, let's see which one it's more comparable to. So Dun and Davar we compare two things that are knowing by every karban. The altochiach levona she inu nohegas b'kolas vachim. Levona doesn't apply to every karban. O kalech l'derech zu, or maybe the opposite. Don and davar abba ima b'kliyachad, that the together with the mincha, the levona is brought in the same kli as the mincha. Mi davar abba ima b'kliyachad. Valu chichu eitzim, but eitzim is on the outside. She inu ima b'kliyachad. It's not brought together in the same kli. That's why Tamal Omer, Bris Melech Olam Hi. Ula Alanu Omer, and the pasuk by the Lechem Apanim says, Me'es B'nei Yisrael Bris Olam. So Mala Alan, just like the Lechem Apanim is Mishal Tzibur, that it comes with the Tzibur's funds, Afkan, so too the Melech that comes along with the Korbanos is Mishal Tzibur. So that's the Raya. Amalei Rav Mordechai the Ravashi, Hachi Ka'amar Rav Shisha B'rei D'Ravidi. That really the Tanai Bezin would have been that the Kohanim are allowed to use the Melech of Hegdish to be Melech. And Bezin needed to make a Tanai, and it wasn't automatically understood for, according to Ben Bukhri, who holds that Kohanim are not chayiv to give Machsa Shekel for Karbanos HaTzibur, and therefore you would think that they're not allowed to use the Melech even for the Karbanos, the Tanan. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Heid Ben Bukhri, Biyavne, Kohen Sheshokel, Eino Chote, that a Kohen who does the Machsa Shekel is not a Chote. But you see that if he's, if he's heavy, he's Eino Chote, but Lechachila, he doesn't have to be maybe. So that's the chiddush, that even so he's allowed to use the melech that comes from the tzibur. Okay, we'll have to stop there. We'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.